Welcome back to Money Tips 365. Today I want to talk to you about time, okay? We're all given the same amount of time over our lives, you know, 24 hours a day, and yet some people seem to achieve far more than others in their lifetime, even in a shorter space of time in many cases. The other things they say is time is money, right? Time is money. You heard that expression, you know, gotta go, time's money. Well, how do you manage your time? And how you manage your time will therefore determine how much money you accumulate over your lifetime and really how much success you have in your lifetime. In my experience, wealthy people and successful people have learned to master the art of time management, use their time effectively, and also leverage their time, which means making more out of their time than just they themselves can do. So they might employ somebody, for instance. They might outsource some things to other people. They might use outsourcers. They delegate things so that they can leverage the time that they have in a day. I mean, if you're working in the job, you're effectively exchanging your time for money, and you can only work so many hours in the day. If you're a consultant, you can only work so many hours. But if you have a business where you're employing people, you can effectively be putting in thousands of hours by having other people working on your behalf. Same thing you could apply to mechanization, AI, and just using technology to leverage your time. And people have learned to master that. Now, the poor, on the other hand, in my opinion, and the poor and basically people who you might call underachievers that feel they could have achieved more in their lifetimes, tend to exchange their time for money, as I said, and they waste much of their time on what I call leisurely pursuits, like, you know, watching TV or consuming mindless content on social media. I think it was Prince William that was at a children's event the other day, and he asked a girl how much time she spent on her mobile phone, and she said 14 hours a day. And he was a bit surprised. He said, well, you know, you've got to look at that. Now, that's not on calls, but that could be on social media and that sort of thing. And that can't be good for your time. Sure, we all like a bit of social media. I put out stuff on social media, and I don't think my content is a waste of time, by the way. But you can easily get sucked in, can't you? You know, when I post stuff on TikTok, it's easy to get sucked in by another video and another video. That's what they're there for. They're there to suck you in, sell advertising, and so on. Now, for those of you who do want to support me and help me to give you more content, more research content, more exclusive content, I do have a supporters club on Spotify. And you can subscribe there for less than the price of a cup of coffee, and I'll give you more of this sort of content and more. I'm going to give you some time in that content, supporters content. I'm going to go through a very useful time management tip to get more out of your time. In fact, it's going to be more than just one tip. But if you subscribe to my thing for less than the price of a cup of coffee, I'll also give you copies of my books, Yes, Money Can Buy You Happiness, and Borrow and Grow Rich is a PDF form there, so they're really worth a lot. I put years of work into those, and I'll give you access to a Zoom seminar I did called the Smart Money Management Workshop, where I go through lots of good money management tips and getting you to find the best ways to get the best return and compound interest on your money so that you can become financially free. So do check that out in the link, and I hope more of you will join me. It's going really well so far. I hope more of you will join me. So for the price of a Starbucks, you can get a lot more in your life and help you to become financially free. Thanks very much for listening, and do join me there.